Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. You probably heard that cows produce so much methane that they contribute to the harmful greenhouse gas problem in our atmosphere. And if you're like me, you might be surprised to learn how they do that and what's being done about it. You can send your questions or comments to jx@jeffnet.org. My guest is Oregon State Professor Juliana Ranches. OSU received a USDA grant to study how cows are contributing to climate change and how to stop them. Welcome, Professor.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here talking about our work.
Well, thank you for joining me. Before we jump into the project you're leading, let's get a bit of background on you. What path led you to this work and with cows at OSU?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you probably have picked that I have a little bit of accent. So I'm actually from Brazil. I grew up around animal my whole life. My grandparents had a farm, and that's how my passion for agriculture started. Did my master's and PhD at University of Florida working with beef cows. And I moved to Oregon in 2020. And I think with that move, a lot of new information regarding climate change and how much livestock can contribute to that has emerged, and it really got my interest. And that's what kind of got me interested in working with, you know, climate change suppression and trying to mitigate methane here in Oregon, and especially because our cow-calf production here in Oregon is fairly different from all the other systems we have in the U.S. So I truly believe that whatever we can implement it here can easily be implemented in other places in the U.S.
Okay, well, I've heard that cows emit methane gas, but I was naive, and I thought it was through their rear ends. but that's not true.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people think that's what it is, you know, that they're farting, but actually the methane comes out from their mouth. It's basically they're burping as they're digesting. Their digestive process is fairly, it's highly optimized, let's put it that way. It's much better than ours. They actually have one stomach with four chambers. A lot of microorganism digestion and fermentation takes place. So they are burping and emitting methane very frequently. So no, not the back end, the front end, or the interest, let's say.
Well, you mentioned that this project is unique. What makes it unique from others?
Yeah, so this project is very unique because we are using seaweed, and we are using Pacific Dose. We'll be using Pacific Dose to try to mitigate methane. So most of the work at this point have been done with Asparagopsis, which is a different type of seaweed. So our seaweed is different because we're working with deuce, and it's also because this seaweed is produced in land. It's land-based production, so it's produced in tanks and not necessarily in the ocean. So one limitation of using seaweed as a supplement to reduce methane is actually producing seaweed, but because we have the ability to produce the seaweed in land on tanks, it's more likely that this can be more successful and more feasible in terms of cattle supplementation. Well, and we're working with Oregon seaweed. Sorry.
And how many cows are you working with?
So this is a five-year project that we're going to be repeating in multiple times. So in the very first beginning of the project, which we're starting very soon in a week or so, we're going to be investigating if the cows like the seaweed or not. That's the very first step. In that project, we have about 15 cows. It's just a preferential trial where we wanted to see if they like it and how much they like. So how much can we feed them to the point they will consume it? And then moving forward, for the next 3 years, we're going to actually be feeding that level in pasture. So that's not another very unique thing about this project is that we'll be feeding grazing cattle. Most of the work in methane mitigation is done in feedlot or dairy cows that have TMR ratio, so a total mix ratio. So we're going to be feeding cows and then grazing pastures. And I believe for each year of the study, for the next 3-4 years, we're going to have about 40 cows in each group.
Does it matter what kind of cows?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, yeah, there could be changes depending on the breed of cows we're talking about. But at this point, we're just going to use the herd we have. Our cows here at the URC, the research center, we have a crossbred of Angus and Hereford. I would assume that cows from distinct lineages, so Bostowers and Bots Indicos, might have a different microbiome in their rumens, and that could likely change how much methane they produce. But at this point, we're just interested in seeing if the seaweed will reduce methane of those cows grazing rangeland.
And how do you measure that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's multiple ways of measuring methane. The way we have used in our project here is through a machine that's called wing feed. So this machine is basically a feeder that drops a little bit of feed. Actually the cow's going to feeder, and then it drops a little bit of feed. And while the cows are feeding in there, it has a flow airflow system that captures all the burps from the cows while they're eating and measures the methane in the back of the machine. So it's basically a flow system for air that can measure multiple gases, including methane.
My guest is Oregon State Professor Juliana Ranches. She's leading a research study on how cows contribute to climate change and how seaweed may help them reduce methane emissions. So, Professor, how long has this research been going on, and what other entities or institutions are involved in it?
So we were just awarded this year for this grant. This is a 5-year grant that will be led by OSU, so Oregon State University. Most of our researchers are in this grant are based in Eastern Oregon at the Research Center, Eastern Oregon Research and Agricultural Center in Burns. We also have partnership from USDARS. Oregon Seaweed is collaborating with the seaweed. And we are also working with the Climate Change Hub from Pacific Northwest.
Okay. And where are you getting all this seaweed?
We're getting the seaweed so far from Oregon Seaweed. But moving forward next year, next 3 years of the project, we will be producing our own seaweed at Cascades Campus. In band.
Oh, that's smart. Grow your own.
Yes.
So how many cows are needed to produce enough methane to make a measurable difference in greenhouse gases?
That's a great question. So on the past year, we've been monitoring our cows throughout this production cycle. So we were just like measuring how much methane each cow were producing from April last year to maybe 2 weeks ago. And we saw that on average, cows are producing from 190 grams of methane daily to 230. So there's quite a range that changed depending on what the cows are eating on the nutritional quality of those nutrients. So 200 grams a day is quite a bit in a year if you think about it, right? Like one cow producing 200 grams a day.
Okay, and what percent of that do you expect that seaweed might cut down on?
Yeah, so in vitro studies have reported about 25% reduction in methane. If we can reach that level, I would be very satisfied with the results. But there has been an array of research that have shown even 98% of reduction in methane. So we're just starting with the Pacific deuce. There's not a lot of research out there yet, but we're targeting for at least 25% reduction.
Okay, so you're targeting for 25%, but you said that it could be as high as 90%?
Yeah, so there's other products in the market already, which are chemical products. So the 3-NOP, for example, it's now been approved by FDA to be fed to dairy cows in the U.S. It's commercialized by international industry. And that product has been shown to reduce up to 90% of methane.
Well, that's a lot. So if cow is no longer burping or burping a lot less, what are the adverse effects?
Yeah, so it's not that they burp less. What happens is, in fact, the methane is a problem of the digestive process. So cows that have low nutritional value feed, so grasses, for example, they can be very nutritional. But as the grass gets old, the nutritional level decreases, and that reduces the digestibility of that feed. So when that happens, we have an increase in methane production. So basically, we are reducing the feed digestibility, so the feed quality, in turn, we get more methane. Those supplements, most of the time, what they can do is just switch the bacteria that we have in the rumen, getting bacteria that can digest that no-so-good type of feed, and that increases the digestive process, the digestive efficiency, and decreases the methane.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right. If the cow is eating more nutritiously, then the cow's digestive system works better and there's less methane that's emitted.
That's exactly what it is. And the bonus point is we also turn that energy in more body weight gain or more milk production or more meat production. So at the end of the story, it's not just reducing methane, but it's making that animal more efficient to produce more. Because we're just losing energy by producing methane.
So how big is this project expected to get? I mean, give us a sense of the size and scope if it's wildly successful.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So this project, we are basically starting from the zero, and the final goal of our project is to come up with strategies for producers to be able to implement that supplementation strategy in their operation. So if we are very successful, the idea is that we're going to be able to come up with a supplementation strategy and a product for producers to reduce methane and in turn also improve efficiency. So if we're very successful, that's what we'll come up with products and suggestions for producers.
So ultimately, this could lead to certain types of feed products that get put on the market and it becomes an economic boom.
Yes, that's exactly what we want to come up with, something that can be easily adapted and adopted by producers.
Okay, so if this whole seaweed, feeding cows seaweed, takes off, then I should start investing in seaweed right now.
Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of cows out there.
So are you engaged internationally with any of the institutions, any of the projects outside of the United States, or is this the first one?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So yes, like I said earlier, I'm from Brazil, so I've been working with folks in Brazil. Brazil has a very large cattle herd. They're also engaging in trying to reduce methane, make cows more efficient. So yes, I'm working with them and trying to understand in Brazil what are the intentions of producers to engage in supplementation strategies to reduce methane.
So what if you find out that the cows don't like seaweed? Then what?
Yeah, that's a great question. So that's why we're doing the very first trial as a preferential trial. So we want to understand what is the level that the cows want to eat it. So we're going to go at 0.25% of the diet, 0.50% of the diet, and 1% of the diet. So we're talking about grams here, 22, 50 grams, 80 grams a day. So we're going to understand what is the range the cows will consume the feed without leaving any leftovers. There's indications that they might not consume to the highest level, and that's where giving them three opportunities. Because once we identify that level, we can manipulate it to have more of bromoform, which is actually the compound that reduces methane. So we want to identify that level first to be able to then manipulate how much of supplementation we need to engage on.
So, Professor, is it even possible at this juncture to slow the rate of climate change after so many decades of avoidance?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's a long road. And a lot of people ask me, like, oh, okay, cows are not, like, livestock contribution so low compared to many other sources. And honestly, I don't think cows are the problem. I think there's multiple other things that are more pressing to be resolved, but we can be part of the solution. So I think we should engage And more importantly than reducing methane, it may be making the cows more efficient so producers can, you know, capitalize on that too.
Well, that's all the time we have for this segment of the JX. Thanks, Professor. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good day.
My guest was Oregon State Professor Juliana Ranches. She's leading the study on cow emissions and how to curb their contribution to greenhouse gases by feeding them seaweed.